USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's disturbed by the amount of information the media has about the classified documents that keep turning up versus what Congress knows.
The only people who are not allowed to know what was in there are congressional oversight committees. So this is an untenable situation that I think has to be resolved.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Rubio said they were getting pushback from the Justice Department since the documents are part of an ongoing investigation. A new poll from NBC News finds that an equal percentage of Americans are concerned about the classified documents found in the possession of former President Trump and President Biden. 67% of those polled were concerned about both findings. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed special counsels to oversee the investigation of both cases. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated, even though all the officers involved were black.
It is not the race of the police officer that is the determining factor, but it is the race of the citizen.
Appearing on ABC's This Week this morning, Crump went on to say that the main issue was the institutionalized police culture of using excessive force against people of color. A multiple shooting and car crash in Baltimore has left one dead and four injured. Police responded to what they called a mass casualty incident at a crowded intersection Saturday evening. There they found two men, two women, and a child suffering from gunshot wounds. They found another young boy with injuries he received in a car crash following the shooting. All were rushed to the hospital where one of the men died. Police still trying to identify a suspect. This Wednesday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is going to sit down with President Biden to try and hash out a deal to raise the debt ceiling. It's a meeting McCarthy is looking forward to.
Now, I know his staff tries to say something different, but I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
On CBS Face the Nation, the California Republican said he believes a deal can be done. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Utah is the latest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors.
Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill on Saturday that restricts access to medical treatments for anyone under 18, saying that although the bill isn't perfect, he'd given it, quote, careful consideration and deliberation. A student at the Salt Lake Center for Science Education, who has been transitioning for 3 years, tells Fox 13.
We would have a restriction on hormone replacement therapy or any kind of gender transition medically for anyone under the age of 18. And that's kind of really scary.
Utah joins Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Tennessee in restricting gender-affirming care. I'm Jeremy Scott.
More young adults are experiencing heart attacks, and a recent study points to COVID-19 as a possible reason. Researchers at the Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center say that while heart attacks have been on the rise for all age groups since the start of the pandemic, those between 25 and 54 saw the largest increase at nearly 30%. A trip to the Super Bowl on the line today for the final four teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. 49ers facing the Eagles in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. That kicked off at 3 o'clock Eastern. For the second straight year, the Bengals and Chiefs will clash in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. That game's set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Brendan Fraser says he celebrated his first Oscar nomination for Best Actor with cake and balloons. Speaking with Variety, the actor said his son surprised him with an ice cream cake shaped like a whale, a nod to his role in the film of the same name. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.